raconter l'histoire d'une belle délaissée au beau milieu d'une clairière. Je me désespère parmi mes pères. On me dévisage.
This is an audio recording of a group of adults playing Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. These podcasts may contain explicit language and mature situations. You have been warned. For a complete list of the house rules we are using, or to comment on this podcast, please visit www.keyourcars.com/house-rules. To recap the events of the previous sessions, our band of heroes, Bimini, Draken, Alyssa, Stack, and Terrell, were kidnapped from a spring festival by slavers. They escaped their captivity and found themselves marooned on a strange island where they got on board an elemental ship. Their mysterious vessel deposited them in the dark, evil city of Darkmyth. Forced to leave the flying ship, they started for home, fighting their way through the ruined city and the surrounding swamps and countryside, defeating swamp creatures and warrior hobgoblins. We pick up this episode by bringing Bimini back to life. Due to a mistake in damage output on a critical hit on the DM's part, that was corrected. As it turns out, the artificer hasn't actually died, and he's back from the almost dead and ready to do his part to see the group home. This, then, is where we pick up. D'une hallucination ou que sais-je, promeneur du dimanche ou chiens errants, je frappe en tas avec indifférence, car je suis une amanite. Ma dégustation vous est interdite. Je suis dangereuse avant que le glas ne sonne. Je vous empoisonne. C'est infiniment délicieux de vous expédier par de la lessive.
Okay, turn the brightness of the light up. How far does that push the darkness below us away?
It does not.
Aha!
Is it all magic?
Okay.
Stick your head underneath and see what the light bulb does.
Yeah, it's like the light bulb doesn't stay. It's like he's messing with us, and the board is actually like a foot and a half
and
below.
And see, if it worked like that, then normally Scott would have a light bulb blowing like right down here.
What are you trying to say?
Take the light bulb off, put it off the edge, watch it go down.
Okay, can I do the ritual for the ladder again?
Sure, 10 minutes.
From my platform.
From your platform?
Yeah.
Down?
Everybody else has got to come over here to me.
Okay.
I already got my ass kicked getting here. I ain't moving no place else.
Okay. You may do so. 10 minutes pass. Boing! Ladder shoots downwards into the dark.
Boing.
Look at that big ladder.
Tensor's floating disk, take the time to do it.
Would you like to climb my ladder?
Tensor's floating disk.
Another 10 minutes passed. 20 minutes total.
I can carry Goliath on a Tensor's floating disk too, can I?
You could.
And it won't count against
my
weight.
Give me a check and I'll tell you.
Huh?
It's only a 3-foot disk, dude.
17.
Yeah, you can probably get 500 pounds on
okay. See, Scott, if I carry you on that, two of us can go down and you can float down on the disc next to us.
Okay.
That work?
That works for me.
As long as we're on the ladder before we hit the ground and find out what the hell's down there.
Yeah. Of course, it's my fault you fall with me. And you know how good I am at climbing.
Hey, you descend down into the darkness. After some distance you're not real sure of, you break free into the non-darkness.
Yeah.
You see lots and lots of pistons and clockworks and gears and everything. It's all motionless right now.
So, we went down strictly on the tensors?
No, you went down on the tensors.
You went down the ladder, you're standing on the tensors floating disc.
Okay. That way three can go down at once. Two people plus you.
Hold on to the edges.
Yeah, you might want
to sit on it.
Be like a boogie board. Well, that way you and two people can go down at the same time without weight restriction. So how far is it down?
You're not real sure.
Well, we would know by the ladder, would we not?
Yeah, I know how far the ladder goes.
Oh, that's true. Sorry, my mistake.
It counts the runs.
Yeah, about the same as the other one. About 45.
45. All right.
And you break out into the non-dark areas.
Uh-huh.
See, like I said, lots of mechanisms and mechanical things.
And they're all stopped now.
And they're all stopped right now.
Cool. I hit the light switch.
You do.
Attached in the center of one, you see a golden set of brackets, and there is a lance in it.
Hey, that was easy. Is it hard to get to?
Famous last words.
Take a couple acrobatics rolls to get there.
Ain't gonna be me.
You're screwed.
I'll do it. So I would go down to wherever the ladder went to.
Okay.
And then let him
get
off the
desk. You basically need to crawl through all these pistons and clockworks and gears to get over there.
Okay.
And then we'll, once we get down there, the next
or athletics, whichever one you want.
Can we? Athletics for me is better.
Oh.
Sure.
Well, when I went down, I'm the one that can tell if somebody's still on the ladder.
Yes.
So that leaves Randy and
well, why don't you want to come back up the ladder?
They're going, why don't he ever write?
All right, I mean, is there a wall of silence or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. We,
yes.
There is? Okay.
I didn't think of that.
Throw a spear up there.
Sorry. Throw a lance!
We'll wait a little while.
Okay, so anyway.
This is okay. As they progress down, we feel it moving?
No.
Like a normal ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
magic.
This is good, dude.
So, I make a roll.
Crappy ass ladder.
First one. The one's probably 75 foot less.
Oh, 12, I think, on mine.
That's good enough.
Make what another one. For?
He's rolling to see if he gets 12. All the way across without falling to his death.
13.
Okay. He gets over there, grabs the lance, and comes back.
And then gets back on the disc, and we go back up.
Okay.
Will it let me pass through?
Yes.
Thank God.
So, for Vistra and Stack, everybody comes back, and Tabaktu has this 8-foot lance about 2 feet of his lance head. It's a glistening black, inscribed with yellowish runes. Bimini, your arcana senses are going off the chart.
Dude, that's a lance. Any of that makes. Hey, can I make an arcana check on those undead construct things? To
sure.
13.
25.
First, you have to jump off and go after him.
You're such a smart ass.
Is there any residual?
I'm going to run a campaign just to think we.
I had a shirt for that.
Yeah, he did.
I'm just saying. They all fell down.
Well, what about the brain box?
Well, why did you die for a while?
Couldn't I
was
going to
get
box?
The lance. He was over scavenging parts from the constructs that fell down there.
They fell down.
Uh-huh. Okay, never mind. I get it.
They hit the platforms and rolled off the edge.
What about the brain box? Brain box is still there.
But when they went all the way down...
Right, they went the ladder down.
Where the lance was.
They should be down there on that floor.
Oh, right. The floor is way, way down there.
Even further than we went down?
Oh.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, so now we try and move that platform that was underneath the shaft.
You may do so.
It's and
not, you know, it's a little exhilarating, but it's not technically dangerous.
All right, and then I will once again do the ritual with the ladder.
The ladder's still
there.
Oh, the other one's still there?
Yeah.
And then well, 15 about, minutes?
No.
Okay.
Well, when he tried to climb up the ladder before,
mm-hmm.
he hit his head on
but
the wall.
But he let the brains off now.
Oh,
right?
So he
can
go up?
Who's going up?
Somebody with acrobatics.
Tabaktu, are you climbing the ladder?
It's athletics to go up.
No, just
climb. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't go first. No.
Wait. Is there handholds on this deal?
There's a ladder.
It's
a ladder.
Okay.
But rungs.
It's rungs and two things.
I know, but I can climb without it if I need to.
Yeah, don't almost you go first.
Okay. Is it the lance?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking if you take the lance out of this room, bad things happen, right? So if you go first, the rest of us have to try and scurry up a ladder right. to get
I'm thinking other people I'm thinking we can't get out of here without him being up the ladder to pass
through. Well, we can at least, we can check. That first.
If I leave and then the jaws of death come around.
It's right. It's too late to check.
If so, Lord Vader flips a switch on the closing walls.
Randy, you want to run up there and check?
I'll go.
Bam! Your head hits an invisible shield.
Okay.
I bet I have to go.
See, I just want to be safe. I'm like OSHA. Okay?
You made a pain in my ass?
Exactly. Okay. Come back down. You can take off your protective glasses. And your harness and your weight belt. Scott.
I'll try it.
I'm a hard head.
Alright, I'll climb the ladder.
Scott. and he whacks it with his big lance.
The lance extends above you and goes through the before solid nothingness, and you can continue after it.
Does it shatter, or does it just...
There's no shatter. There's no special effects. We ran our budget out last week.
Okay. So once I climb past it, is there any way to tell whether I close the door on them?
Yeah, there's lots of ways.
Well, I don't know any of them?
Just say, hey, come on up.
Well, they can't because I'm bigger than all of them.
Oh, that's
I'm
true.
I'm the max load of the ladder.
That's true.
Oh, wait. No, no, no. Hey, Scott, come back down.
All right, I'll come back down.
Before he went through, I yelled at him.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I get on the ladder. He gets on the tensor's floating disk, and we go up.
Oh, great. So you get
you guys.
Okay.
We're all screwed.
You do that.
No, why don't you, why did somebody... Wait.
As long as the lance goes through first,
yeah.
Then you can go through.
But
you gotta have. There's gotta be someone holding that lance through that opening to let us all.
Why don't I stay? How far above the
15 feet?
Have to
15 feet. Well, I'm 7 feet tall, and how long is the lance?
8 feet.
So why don't I just sit up there and hold it while people go through?
You could do that.
Okay. Well, no one told us we were that close to the ceiling. Okay. Let's go.
He did.
Podcast.
The room's only 15 foot tall.
Yeah.
We discussed that earlier.
Bite my podcast.
Okay, you may then at that point proceed upwards
and outwards.
Who goes first?
What if I pulled this out when somebody's halfway through?
That would be bad.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Hang on a second. Did she not tell us that she was going to get us out?
Yeah.
Once we got the lance.
Once we had the lance. What are we missing here?
Well, we know this lance has a lot of power.
Yes. But so why isn't she down here? Once you know, she made it sound like once we got rid of the creatures, right? Isn't that the way?
Yeah, that's what I had thought. Yeah, that's what I heard. Podcast.
Is this another trap of some sort? Right.
Podcast.
Is that the way everybody remembers it?
Yeah.
She said once we got the lance,
she'd pull us out.
She would pull us out.
Maybe this isn't the lance.
Maybe it's illusionary lance?
You already said that you're...
Stab Bimini with it.
You're still going off the charge.
See how real it feels.
It's off the charge. It's incredibly powerful, whatever it is.
Well, it could be a really good illusion.
Can he arcane
it?
He
did.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't. He just said his spidey sense.
I dropped my mouse here.
Hang on.
Arcane.
Hold on. You're wrapped up.
I'm wrapped up!
Guys.
I'm stuck!
Guys.
I'm stuck!
Eight.
That was her roll.
20.
18.
Oh, I was gonna say, ha ha. But.
This lance defies your puny artificing skills to
deconstruct. Well, kiss my ass. It can lay down there and then what the hell do I care?
Roll back down there.
Son of a bitch. Taunt me. I'll taunt you.
Okay, who went up first?
Probably me.
How long is the lance?
8 feet. 8 feet.
I can hold it through the ceiling, no problem.
Erisi is waiting at the top of the chute for you.
We all make it up. Hi.
Climb up. She says you made it out. You must have the lance.
Yeah, he does.
She waits for the lance to appear.
Yeah.
She grabs it and runs like a school.
I'm free.
Down. Mind. Well,
who has it now?
Tabaxi.
Yes.
Okay.
Her favorite pet.
Yeah.
As soon as she sees the lance, everybody around you freezes and stops moving.
What happened to them?
We needed time to discuss things.
Oh, you dirty dog.
Okay. 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 It's a good time for me to visit the
abortion. We can do that.
So,
thank you, sir.
She pulls down her dress.
Say, wait.
What?
You see the glowing red gem in her chest.
Yay!
She says, free me.
Why?
To be free, I must give up my true name. You must speak my true name and touch the lance to this crystal.
This is like one of Bruce Campbell things.
to destroy it.
So, do I know her true name?
She leans forward and speaks in the language of creation, giving you her true name, the name by which you could destroy her if you so wished.
Betty.
Luann.
Ugly Betty.
It's not like a series of whistles and clicks, four syllables long. I think I said it right.
Endoplasmic reticulum. Just call me End.
Free me, she bellows. And the cavern shakes and rocks fall from the ceiling.
Do we really need to free you?
Oh, I'm thinking yes, we do.
I'm thinking we do. I mean, yes, I'm thinking of myself. I'm thinking.
She's just going to kick our ass.
I would do it now.
God, later.
We can debate whether you did the right thing or not later, but I'd do it now.
You don't know, if you end her, we get her loot.
As you touch the lance of the crystal, a black speck appears on it, a cancer that swiftly eats across the crystal, leaving behind a black dust that flares with strange energies and vanishes. The light casts a huge dragon-like shadow behind her, one with two heads.
Yeah. Ah, that's the one we heard talking.
The bone and flesh revealed swiftly knit, leaving flawless white skin. She stretches and somehow seems more than she was before.
But she's still a human form?
Yes.
Just has a dragon shadow?
Yes. Come, we have not much time.
Did they wake up?
Everybody else hears this. Nobody else heard anything. Saw anything.
So you might as well just stay here because we need to see
what she says. Come, we have not much time. Make your final preparations and join me in the treasure chamber.
Yeah. We get a chance at the treasure chamber.
You all got a free ride in the
chamber. Come on, I want to take it free.
She strides down the tunnel.
Scott could have unmade her rather than the gem, and we could have had the treasure chamber.
For the 20 minutes the world survives after.
No, it's just that part of the world. This guy isn't big enough to destroy the whole planet. We'll just go live in a better neighborhood.
Hey,
South Elsa.
Make your final preparations. You can have upwards of a couple of hours.
So can we
get our dailies back? We just
need at least 6 hours to get your dailies back.
Yeah,
but an hour is like a second here, so
you have a couple of hours here in the chamber.
Yeah, which is
so not
in
much.
The real world, a couple of seconds. So,
how much gold can I pick up that amount of time?
About enough to die.
I've got a friend that can unmake you, lady. Isn't it worth it to you?
So what happened to the lance? Is it toast?
I burned pretty much all my dailies on that one.
Oh, man, Scott.
I still have it.
You should have negotiated a paycheck. Some compensation.
I still think she would have eaten me in two bites.
You had the lance of unmaking. You could have unmade her.
So did he pop the gem off of her?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it.
Well, she's free. Yeah. You let her free. They don't know this, though, do they?
Don't know. That all happened.
But they don't see the difference.
Well, as she's walking, can I glance down the front of her dress?
No.
Why wouldn't he have been doing that anyway?
Yeah.
He's probably looking for that. He was probably looking for a change purse, not a cleavage.
I mean, you don't glance well too long. Hey, it's like looking into the sun. You look.
Glance.
And glance. And then
look away.
I think so.
I was offering that.
Although the benefits of people thinking you're totally blind.
True. Well, you got to wear sunglasses. They're not seeing where your eyes are.
Any preparations you're going to make?
Just
recover your encounters.
I'm still in search of healing potions.
There are no healing potions.
Okay, recover.
I got two.
All I can do is recover encounters at this point.
Recover encounters.
You still have a potion, correct?
I have one potion.
Excellent. The temple has one. Viscera should have
one. Are there any rituals that I could do that would help?
Where are we going? What are we doing?
Can I keep the light ritual going?
That's all I need to know.
Or redo it
she
so that we
make
have
your preparations for battle and join her when you're ready in the dragon chamber.
Okay, so
chamber.
I'm ready.
Before we get ready to go, I got 1 minute. I'll do the light ritual.
Okay.
Didn't you already do that?
Well, this would be for a separate encounter. That was for the last. Do the augmentation to everybody's weapons.
Oh.
You hear me?
Do the augmentation to everyone's weapons.
You can do one. Oh, that, yes. You can recharge
yes.
daily if anybody burnt a daily.
Yeah,
I burned a whole bunch of dailies.
I burned
no,
burn
I
mean one.
A daily weapon.
A daily weapon. I've got the axe. The hand axe.
Burn a daily, though.
The hand axe I did.
No, that's an encounter.
What was it?
Yeah.
I should have burned it.
I recharged my cape.
Demon heart?
That's you can do it. One.
I recharge my cape.
Like you said.
Sorry.
If I could recharge one, well...
Yeah.
Guess what?
Okay, you break your fast.
You're your number one.
The buffet table is ever full.
Woo-hoo! Can I put some, a lot of that in the bag of holding. We got an extra hour, so just keep that. As it fills, it goes in there.
No one seems to mind.
Dragon ribs.
The dragon ribs. You put them on the outside tray.
And when when we made the magic items that last time, I took the time to hose out the bag of holding.
Okay.
Because it had like bits of bear and unicorn and crap floating around it.
Bits of undead bear.
Yeah.
Together in the treasure lair.
Has she given us any indication where we're going?
Nope. Is she gonna?
We're going back to the tomb, aren't we?
You gather in the treasure lair. You can ask her questions. There's a big cleared space in the floor now.
She swept up.
Yes.
What exactly is your goal here? Where are we going?
You need to destroy the Chaosborn.
Did you bring
is
our
that
ship?
One, two, three, four, or five people?
That is one.
Did you summon our ship?
He's the big boy.
I have not summoned your ship. It will be arranged.
What is the result of destroying the Chaosborn?
Preventing it from gaining its full powers.
Okay, but what has that got to do with the
Price of Spice?
The old Lord of Darkbane.
Is the Chaosborn.
He is the I wasn't sure if it was one and the same.
Yes.
Okay, if we destroy him, do all of his cohorts go down by automatically, or do we have to hunt them each down individually?
They will all have to be destroyed individually.
Okay. Do you know anything about what's going on with the orcs?
There are no orcs. There are
hobgoblins. I'm sorry.
No.
With the I showed the tattoo that I have.
Oh, the hobgoblins.
The
why did she suddenly turn gay?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That is being arranged.
What exactly does that mean?
Oh my god.
That means it is not for you to question one such as me.
That must be the dragon's head that doesn't talk much.
I'm not challenging your authority. I'm trying to understand what the goal is and how many pieces are left to put into place before this game is finished.
The Guardians is what she calls the Hobgoblins, and the White King's priests are all in motion.
And they're fabulous.
And it is your task to destroy the Chaos Lord.
There's some normal dragon in there, and there's the gay dragon. The
are you ready?
We are ready.
Sure. Yes.
You're the one that's been dragging ass. Let's go. Kill something.
Heresy casts strange and terrible magics, bending and folding time and space. Woo. And with a gut-wrenching series of twists, you find yourself atop a ruined building in what appears to be Dark Myth.
Allergic to dragons?
The streets below you are filled with creatures joined in battle. The White King's creatures side by side with Soul Eaters and other hobgoblins, fighting monsters and abominations of the Chaosborn mixed with the undead. Circling overhead is a female creature with fiery green wings, lancing down blast after blast, destroying swaths of the creatures below.
I know that.
Without care for what she kills.
Is that our?
As long as the White King's guardians die as well.
I'm guessing that's
okay. It's the evil chick.
Within moments, those that die stir and lurch to their feet and join the enemy forces fighting on his undead.
Ah, that's why she didn't care.
You appear to have arrived unnoticed as of yet. In the distance, your eyes are drawn to a glowing black edifice, perhaps half a mile away.
Edifice?
Edifice.
It
looks like a ziggurat.
Like that one we were fighting on earlier?
Except shorter.
Like just sink into the swamp.
Half a mile through battle-choked streets.
Half a mile?
We're teleported here?
Yes.
Not by the airship. And we just show up at this spot. We see all this other crap going on, but we show up at this black spot.
You're on top of a building.
Okay.
And looks like it might be about a third of the way into the city from the edge. At this point, you're semi-familiar with the city. And a ziggurat is about half a mile away. Yeah, go ahead.
So we need to all but there.
Yeah.
Can't get a cab.
And she just flies through.
Exactly.
She got you as close as she could.
Could Scott do a charging attack the whole way there? Because he becomes insubstantial and invisible.
True.
They wouldn't even, they wouldn't know the lance.
Can I charge at the guy way over there at the end of the veranda?
Because he gets halfway there and stops, puts his hands on his knees.
You need to make your way through the city.
This is why I wanted to know what the heck was going on, so that we knew what to do when we got here.
We know.
Kill.
Kill.
Yes, but who's our main target?
Kill.
Chaosborn.
Chaosborn.
Which one's that?
The Ziggurat. The Ziggurat.
He's got to be in that Ziggurat. Yeah.
Does he?
Yes.
It's like a 1920 cigarette or what?
Yeah, it's a Marlboro. The big evil guy we've been fighting all this time is the Marlboro man. Damn.
Who knew?
Okay. We
head back your way.
Yes.
We make our way. Swish, swish, swish. I'm a fish.
No skill challenge. What skill do you think you possess that would make it easier for you to get there without dying?
Arcana.
Athletics.
Athletics is okay.
Athletics.
Athletics, stealth,
perception.
Perception.
All right.
Arcana.
We don't have the ship to just fly over there.
We're in a cursed city fighting evil, magical, undead. Arcana's got to be one.
I'll give you Arcana.
Thank you.
Where's the ship?
Because that's all I got plus 12 for. I don't see it?
Nope.
Well, I need my ship.
Oh, wait, what's this lance? Am I still got this lance?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do I know what this thing will do?
You know the real name of something, you can unmake it. That's why.
The book that holds the Chaosborn's real name.
But just stabbing something with it, how bad is it?
Is
all the book got in it is the Chaosborn's real name?
It's got lots of names, but you can figure out which one is his.
Shouldn't I do that now?
Yes, in your battle preparations.
Oh, I did it already?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have to invoke it, or
the
what?
The Chaosborn's real name is Steve.
So, at that point...
Is it going to detect the lance and come after us?
Oh, yeah.
We've got to face it.
Well, it's probably the most powerful magic item on the map, but yeah. That's why I was saying, if you could charge the entire way there...
So what kind of damage does it do when I fight with it?
Well, you, to destroy something, I think you probably have to know what its true name is.
If you don't know what its true name is, surely
it's just... Hey, also, as part of my battle preparations, could I look up all the minions of the Chaosborn's true names as well?
Yes.
And telling those?
Mm-hmm.
Roberta and Hector.
Got it.
So basically, the Lance of Unmaking is not really for combat. It is for unmaking.
So I should just sling it. Yeah. Well,
did I have the name, the real name of the airship?
You can sling an 8-foot long ship.
No.
I can sling an 8-foot
lance. So I can't unmake it with a lance?
No.
Do I know how to unmake it?
Yes, she would have told you that.
She told me that.
Preparations.
Okay.
It's actually fairly simple.
I really don't want to do that.
Once you know the trick, it's fairly simple.
Oh, great.
But then we'd have to get the lance to the ship, right?
No, you can trigger the explosion just from being here.
He can trigger it now if he wants to.
Well, there's no airship here, so no. It's fairly short range. He has to disrupt the magics that hold all the elementals into the ship. Yeah. They're all released at one time.
Do I have to be on the ship to do that?
We're very close.
Which means you're not...
Well, within the blast radius.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking.
My question. So I might as well be on the ship.
Might as well, yeah.
So you're calling in the airstrike on your position.
Yeah.
I would do it for you, Sandy.
That's right. That's what I was thinking of.
I'd do it for you.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Lay that on me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Can I have the unicorn horn now?
Sure.
I give him the unicorn horn.
I have the unicorn horn.
Okay.
That's
how they call it. That is the dark hand wand, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So when I'm riding the air, I may not have time to ask for it later.
He's on tiptoes a lot.
Yes. You go ahead and tell me, buddy. I can't tell what you're holding up.
It's a guitar thing. That's the guitar tuner.
Is this chick with us?
Nope.
It's a guitar tuner.
She's going to do all she can do.
Wash your face. Have a chocolate
cool.
On your behalf.
The chocolate
goatee. She's what?
She's working on your behalf.
bring us the airship?
It's not that difficult to transport six people. Transporting a whole airship.
Oh, come on.
That's she's a dragon.
Well, yeah, but you got to tie the rope to it first, the freaking dragon.
So did she notice me taking that handful of gold as we stepped through the
portal? Did you take a handful of gold?
The world may never know.
Depends on she only has one hand.
I'm gonna wait and see if she survives the battle. I'll tell you.
Alrighty.
Hey, and that when I was looking through the book for all the names and stuff, I memorized everything I saw in that book.
Okay. Can't walk across the bed, the slants, but hey, Bob, hey, Steve. Joe!
All the jokes.
Skill rolls, please. Skill challenge is commencing. Tell me your skill and what you roll.
Acrobatics.
Well, hang on. How many do we need?
And athletics.
Don't everybody roll. We want just the best rolls.
Oh, everybody has to roll.
Oh, okay. Oh, I rolled a total 38 in athletics.
Okay.
14 on perception.
Success, failure.
Mega kill.
Success. 14 on perception.
That would be a 32.
Success. So
3 to 2.
That might count as like double or something.
Nope.
Does that get us there?
Nope.
First. Oh. I mean, was that the first round?
It's first round. Give me another round.
All right.
7.
19. Huh?
Failure.
19.
Failure.
3 of them didn't pass last time, so we're already sunk if you get 2 failures.
12.
Failure. 17.
Failure!
29!
Success!
We all
Randy's suck. Trying to pull his butts out of the fire.
Thank
work.
You, Andy.
Doesn't work. Guy,
for pulling our chestnuts partially out of the fire.
You are sneaking through the city. You make
not
about
really.
Well, you're trying.
I think Vinny stepped on an iguana.
Hey, the first part of the trip, I was stealthier than a son of a gun.
Okay.
I was stealth itself.
And this time you were banana heels.
I was stepped on
you're
the
cutting
iguana.
Across the city. You've come through a large intersection. There's ruined buildings on all corners. You got throughways here. This is some kind of park. It's now overgrown and swampy. Here's a wall. This is about a 3-foot-high wall. Okay, maybe a 5-foot-high wall.
Make a kill.
And
I rolled
a 20,
and then I rolled a 7.
We ought to have a bonus for this town. I mean, we practically grew up here.
You did.
Hey, last time we fought here, there was a bunch of low-level monsters we had to fight. We were like level 3, remember?
Okay.
Yeah. A bunch of minions and stuff that won't be tough to kill.
You're crossing the little garden area there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this can't be good.
You see some undead.
It's undead, finally.
Hey, guys. Yay! All you have jurors.
What the?
When you say some, you didn't mean all. You didn't say all.
Undead, I look, come in, pouring in on this thoroughfare from in front of you.
The act of you was maybe 4.
Hello.
Fortunately, I'm good at stopping that
close by
critters. You got your that
What were you doing in there?
At the same time, they all come pouring
first.
Out of buildings.
Trust me. Look at this.
Bear's heart amulet. Trigger yeah. First bloodied.
Yeah, look. Look at what we're facing. One. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I hope these guys are minions.
And you got your scary bear growl thing down there.
So as you can see, there are lots of them.
Is that like a cone?
Buddy, class 3. 5 versus will. Takes targets. 6 damage and is weakened and slowed until the end of its next turn.
Oh, well, that's not much. It might not work against dead things anyway.
Wait. These are undead, right?
I've already burned all my dailies.
That means that radiant does extra damage.
Yep.
Hopefully somebody has some radiant left.
I know. I'm sad.
He's Mr. Radiant. Not so much.
Did you know I watched Dad made that?
Did you watch him make that? Did you help him?
No. But it was really good.
Yeah, he did a good job.
But
he's
like,
did he airbrush it? Or did he spray paint?
We all have one of those force things that we've been not using for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now would probably be the time.
And then he painted over it.
Man, I've been carrying this damn thing around.
Tanglefoot bag too. I got one of them.
With the brush.
Yeah, and then he painted the yellow part last.
Are they all gonna start singing Thriller? It's kind of open. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good. I mean, they've already gone through all the work to get the makeup.
This is just
great.
This is
Thriller.
This is just crazy.
Zombies, dude.
So, how many names did you memorize?
I
would start throwing out there.
I don't know what'll be next.
Okay.
No, I wonder what to get.
Arnold. Two A's. Alfred.
Okay. That's interesting.
Last night on Earth, that's my favorite game. It's just a lot of
now get some initiative rolls.
That's
zombies.
That's
your question.
Marcel was
the guy. Yeah. initiative 21.
Me.
This is going to be a bad day, boys.
21. 16.
Did I beat you?
Yeah.
That's not really a good thing.
Everybody beat me.
What'd you roll?
One.
Well, you got plus.
You got a total of 10.
Golly. You can still beat me.
Hey, buddy, me!
Hey, I got 11 total.
I'm the one that kept your big butt from falling off the platform. Show a little gratitude.
That's fine.
16.
I have taken some epic beatings.
Yeah, and I kept you alive during all those.
I mean, I have taken some epic beatdowns.
It wasn't like you were standing there in the Iron Man armor just ignoring it. You know, I was the one healing you and bringing you back alive. You know, that healing ain't cheap. They don't get that away at Artificer School.
So you see me running to a whole thing of bad guys?
Apparently, this one. Somebody saw you as you're trying to sneak through
you
the city.
You think?
Somebody?
Hordes of undead come pouring out of buildings and alleyways by the tens, nay, the hundreds, surrounding you on all sides.
And dead horses?
Hope you guys packed a lunch.
Oh.
Randy could go invisible.
Hey, if we block the entrances, then their numbers count for nothing, right?
Chuck point them?
Mm-hmm.
Are these walls...
eventually.
How tall are they?
Five feet.
How tall are the zombies?
Are they fast zombies or slow zombies?
They move six. About as fast as you are.
They're fast.
Are they leaping?
They're not like mummy zombies. They can bounce along.
So would they climb a 5-foot wall?
Maybe.
Or each other? You get over the 5-foot wall.
Well, first thing we got to do is plant the standard.
Okay.
Tabaktu, you go first.
Okay. Well, this is a target-rich environment. How many gaps do we have? 1, 2... We have five gaps.
One each wall, and then the corner here is destroyed.
Oh, well, we got six gaps. We have a fold of gap right there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fold
of
gap.
We have five gaps, don't we?
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got it covered.
Where are the humans?
I mean, they'll eventually figure it out and climb over, but I'll move here.
One gap.
Bubble.
Bistro.
I'm not going to try to plug the gap.
You could, you could get in the gap and plant that staff of yours, and it puts an icy zone that does damage to them as they try and go through. It slows them down.
This is true.
And you're not going to plug a gap. Do we have a different strategy to not die to thousands of zombies?
I don't know.
That is a daily, though. Do I want to use it now?
You think you're going to get a chance to use it later?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're that optimistic, hey, hang on to it.
Does it cover a radius?
Plant the staff to create a zone burst. One, creatures other than you that enter or start their turn take 5 damage and are slowed until they leave.
Creatures
the
or enemies?
Creatures.
That's why you have to put it in the gap.
Right. Well, she can stand there in the gap and stand inside of it and fight from it, and it gives her concealment. And then that she guards her gap.
Well, if they're minions and they enter the zone, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll move there and plant my standard.
Bam! Stack.
I guess I'll...
Nobody else go
move to that one up there, then.
This one?
Well, I was in the one straight up this way.
Okay. Undead!
Are you that slow?
Draw the swords. The hell with the air cones. Draw the swords.
That means that I don't know what number we're at. What are we at?
We are at.
Oh boy.
Below 14.
13.
So, what does it take for me to summon my thingies? My constructs. A minor action.
I can move 5.
Hey, don't I have 2 action thingies?
No.
New day. You just get 1, right?
It's not a new day.
No,
which I'm going to
two encounters. We haven't had 2.
So everybody starts with 1.
Right. Okay, so if I survive this without using this, I'll have 2 for the big 5.
Okay. I never said all of them went to the unplugged gap. These are smart zombies, not just fast zombies.
You're smart, not fast. I'll roll.
Who's
that big guy?
So
he's got
this?
Four.
Me. That's Scott.
I'm too bald to the.
Do you think zombies would automatically roll 1s on their initiative?
You're in trouble.
Why am I in trouble?
As fast as I do, so.
I'm in trouble because my other gap's not plugged.
Don't worry about it, man. I got 2.
Okay. No, this is bad.
I'm going to shove all those guys right there in front of that gap.
No, I'm good.
Maybe those guys have got iPhones and they're texting and stuff.
They're texting.
This guy would step through.
Looks like they have iPhones and texting.
These guys would all come over here. In that gap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. So they would all come pouring through here.
5, 6.
So put maybe 4 through the gap.
Do ones run into her cold zone?
Not yet. Gotten to that one yet.
I would really like to see them all fall over and die when that happens. That would make this a lot less scary right now.
Okay, these would pile up here.
This
take
one,
maybe
this one,
4
this one.
Off. Those died trying to get into your cold.
Okay.
And the rest of them stop there. And then just shove all those guys and all those guys into the whatever wall you think looks best.
A lot of dang minions.
Down the side streets, you can see more coming.
You're surrounded.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You're surrounded.
Everyone.
Okay, do you think maybe instead of trying to ford up here, if we see hundreds more coming down the side streets, maybe we ought to try and fight our way out in a direction?
Which way is the black thing we need to head to? The way we need to be headed.
Okay, well, I'll clear a path that way then.
So there's no sense planting a standard.
Okay.
I think you do that, you're going to draw a lot more attention.
Well, they're minions anyway.
No, I'm
so,
yeah,
going to
yeah.
a minion.
All the yeah, no reason to plant the standard.
True.
Right.
Huh?
Kind of
we're going this way, right?
No, I don't, not much.
Got an undead thing.
Yes, but it's
one
it just
undead.
Says, yeah, it's one undead creature in burst.
So yeah, but it does a lot of damage.
But against a minion, I can do 23, but against a minion.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Throw that globe thing. Now's the time
to
do that.
Let's do that. I want to throw one of our
force globes.
Okay. Right in here.
Because it can go up and above.
It's like a +5
and 63. So
I have no idea what the numbers
plus 4
are.
Burst 1.
Just +4 versus reflex. I rolled a 14.
Huh?
Plus 4 is 18.
You have to roll for each one of them.
Each one in the burst.
Wow. How big's the burst?
Burst 1. So,
so
it's
a 3x3 cube.
Holy crap.
That's about 3/4 of those.
So
start pulling
out. I'm sure it's far enough out it doesn't get me, okay?
Yes, that's what I'm... One, two, three.
Once so you have that good of an arm, okay?
Throw it over your head.
Two, yeah. Three. One of my swords is pulled in my foot. Oh, shit.
One, two.
No, no, no.
Oh, three
close,
total.
Close. Is it three by three? One?
That's nine squares.
Oh.
Well, he can throw it behind them to get, to keep it from hitting Randy.
Right.
He can throw it just like Diet Coke and center it behind him.
All right, I gotta roll every one of
them. Yeah, mom and dad let you.
So you got one.
What?
That's a miss.
You're interested in Diet Coke Zero.
Sure.
You want 15? Some?
15.
Go get you some ice in the glass.
Or 15 or higher. That's a hit. So I missed those two, those three. What was that one? 15. One more gone. Missed that one. Two more gone. I got one more.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah it was.
Yeah, now's the time. We've been dragging those things around for like 3 months.
What was that?
Feminine.
Those force
and I want to move toward
spheres
this wall.
That we got from the slaver.
You may do so.
We're going to run that way. That's
we're running the direction that Randy's in.
Yeah.
We're running now.
Should I pick up my staff and head in that direction?
I'm a little surrounded.
I got that.
We can fight through them.
We're like, Mitsur and I are like, okay.
Okay. We're... How many are between the direction that we're going to leave, where Randy's at, and Viscera and Tombatu?
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
How far are they from,
I can
like,
get these guys. I can get this group.
Can you break them free?
You guys and then, if you, Temple, if you hit this group over here.
Because of your
if you like it.
I'll do them back on and put us all together. Them back.
Well, yeah, but I don't really want to leave my staff.
No.
Well, you can hire a new staff later.
I mean, so I've got a plus three burst area effect thing I can drop on something and wipe out a whole buttload of critters.
I can get these guys. You get these guys.
Well, I don't want to get the ones that are behind us. I want to get the ones that we're going in the direction of or the ones that are trapping people.
Well, there's not that many straight in the direction, but there's going to be three or four that are going to get in your way on the way out.
So that's the ones you should get. I'm going to hit these guys.
I've got a close blast five.
Mm-hmm.
That will cover...
Jeez. Yeah, that'll get all that ground you and Scott want to... Mm-hmm.
Should we put the other ones back first?
Can you post a video and photos of those things?
No, just one picture. Let's see if you guys survive.
Thanks, Dad.
That's real.
You may not survive. You might.
We may not. We may not.
Did you say Android?
Yes.
And it's an iPhone.
Yeah, he's had it doing that since forever.
What's your point?
He's
thing on top of my head.
Okay, so I need a target here. Give me blast coordinates where I can hit something.
Down, down, humanoid. Down, down.
Stop Dan Pritter.
I mean, I don't want to waste an area effect on just the three guys that are in my way. I want to kill a lot of something.
And you're going to go out which direction? Where Randy
where
is?
Randy
is.
We're heading toward Randy. So
that's the way the ziggurat is. I mean, I can finish clearing out
the
stuff.
He said there's hundreds more coming down every street.
Right. Yeah, so we're not going to make a stand.
Right. At that point, we decided just to run.
I can clear out everything that's around Randy.
Okay.
Well, there's not that much in front of Randy. There's like four or five.
Right, exactly.
The big concentration will be...
Are there any behind Randy?
Not directly. There's some... Okay, you're in almost the center of the square.
Well, okay, look at it like count out three in all directions from Randy and see how many that would get.
They would only get four.
Would it go over a wall?
Yeah, it'll ignore the wall.
Four, five... That's six, me. Seven.
I just got tore up.
Yeah, that's me.
No, him.
Yeah, okay. So six total?
That's not much.
Mm-hmm. He's right here.
Not much bang for my buck.
Is it a counter or is it a...
No, it's a daylight.
I'd hang on. Because we're probably going to get in a tighter pinch.
Well, see, I can use my lightning swarm, which is one less area effect, and it's an encounter.
That's assuming we're going to get a 5-minute rest
yeah.
between this and that. Dennis, how does that if this is an ongoing battle from here to the place we got to get to, mm-hmm. it's all one encounter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll move. I'll move to where Randy is. Okay. Can I do that?
Probably. Probably have to go around one undead guy to get there.
Is it only one in my way?
He's not actually.
Right, I mean, is there only one opportunity attack between me and Randy?
Well, one. You could step. Yeah. You could slide once.
No, I don't have to slide. Just run there. If it's only one guy.
It's only one.
So yeah, you could get there. You could.
That's right. He can avoid one per.
Uh huh.
Okay, so it's your turn, right?
Yeah.
15.
All right. So you can get up to next to, or right behind Randy, right okay. next to me.
He swung at you as you went by. You cleverly dodge him.
Woo! I'm dodging. I need a good-sized group. I'll just throw the force ball thing at something.
We could center it over here.
There's a boatload of them right there.
And there's a 9-square area you get a bunch of them.
Throw it at that. I'm throwing the force ball thingy.
So if you center it,
where is your green one in front of you? Is that the?
I don't know.
Is that it, or is that a before they were?
Tanglefoot.
That's a tanglefoot.
Oh, I guess I don't have one then. I thought everybody had one.
I have one.
Where's your bag? Your the coin bag. Is it in there?
I got one.
I haven't used it. I know
that. What?
That's what the red ones are. Those right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. So I don't have it. I'll use the nether warp staff's daily on it.
Go ahead.
Okay, which one am I doing?
What do you mean?
Nether warp staff. 4 versus reflex. That's a burst 1 and 10, right?
Yeah.
So it's only getting 1 square?
Well, it's one
no,
square
it's
around,
the
target.
Around the target.
If you hit this one, you'd get...
Okay. I don't have to target an individual. I can target it on a blank square.
Hit that one.
You get all those three around him.
Now it will hit friends. So,
well, this one wouldn't get friends at all. It would just clear those.
Okay. Do that this.
Okay.
3.
Okay. Keep track of who I'm hitting.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna just do this one.
Okay.
Go. Oh wait, hang on. Okay, now you're in the middle.
5.
Plus 4 versus reflex. 9. Yes.
8. Try again.
15.
3.
No.
19.
Yeah.
14. I'm assuming.
Yes.
That's it.
That's 7.
It.
Hey. You got 2 out of 4.
Yeah.
So these do how much in the range?
What? Does a 9x9 square.
Right. And hits allies too.
No, it doesn't.
No, 3x3 square.
I'm sorry, 3x3 square. I'm sorry.
Yes, hits allies too.
9 squares.
Okay.
That's what I did.
This rates everything.
And since it's a ranged attack, if you throw it, you'll take opportunity attacks.
Yeah, only one. Well, 2, I guess. Okay, well, 3.
You're ahead of me? Okay, why don't you hold your action and let me...
Well, Randy's already... Right,
well, no, it's... We're all quick.
Yeah, I was last, wasn't I? Sure.
It's a new turn.
Tabaktu.
Okay, so we're going to leave.
Yeah, we got to... Hold your action and let me get rid of most of these guys.
I can get out completely safely...
Yeah.
If you can get...
No, you can get out completely safety just by picking one on the other side of the room and charging.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you're going to charge over here?
I can charge that guy.
Yeah.
And
turns insubstantial and invisible.
Would that be correct? Insubstantial and invisible means I don't
take
much of an attack?
It takes 2 squares movement to trigger a charge.
Yes, he's going to charge over here.
Yes.
But I would have 2 squares of visibility?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Alright, so hold your action and let me take care of these guys.
Are you going to take care of...
Everything in a 5x5 square this way.
If you hit.
Is it a standard move to pull your standard?
I don't know.
No, yes, it's a minor.
To pull your...
To pull it out? To plant it is a standard.
Yeah, it's a standard to pull it out or put it in.
Oh, really?
Well, I could throw this for just a standard action, right?
Yeah, but it's a ranged attack, so you,
so
can
you
take
get
opportunity
attacks. So hold your action, let me.
Well, I can
just
also
lay until after she goes.
Okay. I'll hold until after you go.
Okay. Do I go?
Go.
Okay. Rebuke undead! Yay!
I thought she was starting some kind of incantation.
Okay.
What's it again?
Undead.
Will?
Yes, you
will. 14 or better.
Shut up. That gets it.
Got a chance to break the record here. It's because I can't see when to roll dice, so your dad said
these are all minions.
Rolls dice for me.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
It's rolling the dice to see if I hit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So yeah, I did good, didn't I? Yeah, I have 20. Oh, I get 20s all the time. I'm awesome.
And I
miss those three?
I miss those three. Well, actually, I can't get this one. I can only hit this one.
It's okay. I can get them, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
She got 9.
That's
the record.
That's
a new record.
Okay, then I'm going to go now because
you
go
now.
Broke my record.
Well, I believe my Calafuri is a blast 3.
Yes.
So I could get all three of those guys in it, right?
You have to hit log 1.
Huh? Yeah. Damage. Add plus 1 damage for crazy. Or not. But after hit, do blast 3 that includes target.
Right. So if you hit that one, then you get to do a blast 3.
Okay.
So it's a 3x3
square. I had to roll.
Is this your first attack? So you get to roll twice?
Yeah, it is my first attack of the encounter. 5 plus 11, 16.
Miss.
Second try on that. That's 17.
Yep.
Hit.
So he's going to take, he's going to die, I'm assuming.
Yep. And then you have your barbarian roar of rage, and the other two just drop dead.
Sweet.
What about 14 sounds?
Okay.
So now you get to move, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I can
so
move,
can
right?
Fall.
I wheel it back.
But Viscera still has to pull her standard
mm-hmm.
and then move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as she's got it planted, though, they're going to kill themselves coming at her.
Yeah, but I mean, to get away, she still eventually has to pull this, and there's other holes that these are going to be pouring in on.
Well, should I move to that hole then and block access to her?
Anything to get you closer to the way we want to get out. Because we're going to start fighting our way out of here. You know what I mean?
Well,
she pulls that standard. Are they going to have...
No.
Is it a minor action to pull the standard?
It's a standard action to pull the standard. So I don't have an action point.
She's got to wait till next turn to pull it and run.
Yeah. Well, she can, if you come ahead and get over here,
mm-hmm.
I can use my... If they block her off, I can use my big area effects to clear the path for her to come this way.
She pulls it and then... Because they're going to come and die hitting it this time.
Right.
But stuff is going to flow through here. These move at 6. These are going to be on her.
Right.
On her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's standing in the zone, isn't she?
Coming in a different door.
Coming in a different door.
But she's standing in the...
It's only one by one.
I'm just going to
move. Not standing in a zone. She planted in the doorway.
So if you're the standard and this is me,
yeah.
I'd be in the zone, but anybody that's over here on the other side.
So this is the zone, right? Right.
See, I thought it was a 3x3 area.
It is a 3x3, but it's one offset from one from me, so I'm on a corner of it.
Well, you can't step into it?
No, there's a standard there.
You can occupy the same square.
Oh.
It's a standard.
Well then, can I retroactively move into that corner, that square?
So she would have a movement.
Have a move action.
You still have a move action. Yeah.
Okay.
And this way, I'm at the edge of it, so anything that comes through here, I'm going to just wait on it.
Okay.
Well, you probably won't. Well, you need to get back over here with us.
So, I will next turn.
No, I mean Scott. If you're going to wait, then I'm going to have to use the area effect to get two people out.
Well, we'll both be leaving at the same time, though.
Are you together?
We're right next to each other, and
I can't tell that far apart.
I just basically did use my move action to step two squares backwards to cover both of these gaps in case more crap comes.
Good.
Okay. You done?
I'm done.
Okay.
Bok-Tu. He's the best Bok-Tu we got. And we've had some pretty good Bok-Tus. Remember Roger Bok-Tu?
No.
Me.
Don't remember him at all.
Oh, I'm just about to take a beating.
An old-fashioned zombie beatdown.
Some more of these die.
You scared? Why?
Everybody piles in.
You're scared the zombie miniatures might kill our miniatures?
I need to meet these guys.
Feel free.
To kill, I can't reach.
To kill every one of you? Yes, that's why I'm scared.
They're not going to kill every one of us. They might kill a couple up front.
See,
there.
You got long arms.
Maybe. He might be able to get a couple up front there, but.
Well, they're all going to come in and try to figure out how many are.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just pile them all up around there.
We're smarter and braver than they are.
What's 81 times
574.
Nope.
See, this would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
She just gets into the gap.
7,000.
She can come on in. She has another movement.
Oh.
She'll just turn her standard into a regular.
Wait, 7,556.
Okay. So, stack will take one attack.
The stack attack.
Hit for 7 damage.
I have no idea what that means.
Terrell is going to take.
You guys think that's 3?
Are you Terrell?
No.
Do you think we're going to run into a hell of a lot more minions?
They moved up.
Do you think we're going to run into a lot more minions?
Some others moved up.
No.
And they took one hit. They took damage.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to get this surrounded by more minions. No.
Okay. Then I got some.
Terrell, you were hit once for 7 damage out of 3 clawing undead hands.
Wow, these guys don't do a whole lot, too. We're panicking over getting swarmed by
Levi. Yes. Limiting, you take 1, or you're going to get swung at once. And you're missed. And Tabak 2, 1, 2, 3 attacks.
Can I trigger a free action before this starts?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to clip trigger the. I'm going to spend the healing surge and trigger the bear claw amulet.
Okay.
That. Spend the healing surge and deals 4 damage to any creature that attacks you with a melee until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
So they die on attack, I would believe.
Yep.
They start swinging at you.
So 3 of them attack you, all 3 drop dead.
Just any 3?
Just the 3 next to you.
There are 4 next to me.
Oh, then 4 attack you. And then 4 of them drop dead. And you are hit twice. First 14 damage.
On that microphone, I on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it at my house.
Really?
So that's all my undead, and we rolled Torel.
That's nice.
Listens to his chat.
It's all out on the internet. Hundreds of people worldwide listen to this.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock listens to this.
Yes, he would be a great match for her.
Don't you think?
Because there's no chance you'd cheat on her.
None at all. I don't have a wandering eye.
Alright, I guess I will...
Never given a Nazi salute on purpose.
Oath one of them and swing away with a leading charge.
You did fake that signature of Adolf Hitler in your copy of Mein Kampf.
Yeah, you did. 19 versus AC.
19 versus AC.
Nothing, it was over. Boys moved it over here. I didn't
dead. Dead, diddly, dead?
Bimini.
Yeah, that's me.
Your turn.
Give me coordinates on the biggest bunch of them. Is there anything between us, them, and us?
Yes.
What kind of range are you looking at?
What kind of burst?
I'm thinking the electric one, and it's a 2 burst.
So if you put it
there on that side,
here, then it would hit.
How many
that's
Yes, that's me.
I don't have to worry about hitting people. It's enemy zone.
Oh, okay. So then you'd want to put it on this one.
I just want to clear out the zombies between the three of us over at the wall and you two. So you
I would can say put it on this one. No?
Yeah.
Would that get everybody out of the way?
Most of them.
Okay.
Roll.
Okay. First one. This is plus 8, I believe.
Gold
light. What a waste.
20.
Say it's dead.
Okay. Next.
10.
Plus
8.
20.
11.
11. 5.
13. Miss. Next.
3.
Jeez. Next.
You got a free 2.
16.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Last
one.
All right.
Oh.
Next.
9.
Good.
Say 17.
Hit.
It was here. Next.
2.
2. Is this one?
What?
Is this one? This one's half and half in two different squares, so I don't know where it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Pick.
10. You know what I'm thinking? So it's dead. He says he doesn't know. I do.
Uh-huh. Well.
How many did I kill?
I wasn't counting.
How
less than 9.
Yes.
5. Yeah. You killed 5.
But you still killed them.
Okay.
All right, now, about these guys. Mm-hmm. They should have taken damage as soon as they walked in.
Okay, well, the ones that walked up there did, so the rest of them are in the way.
These three would all... They would never made it to that zone. As soon as they step into any of these squares, they're toast.
Toast!
This is kind of like, your goat strategy.
Okay, we're all clear. Tabakhtu. Or actually, Viscera, because Tabakhtu moved down.
Okay, standard action is pulling up the staff.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move.
Move.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about taking
one,
a couple
two,
of
so that's a full
attacks
run.
Because they don't do much damage.
Granting combat advantage.
Tabakhtu.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make a charging attack on that one.
Well, it's in a swamp. Maybe the other one's swamp.
Good.
Maybe not. 15.
Versus AC.
Should hit.
Miss by 1.
Don't.
But now, this zone around him or whatever,
yes,
that lasts for the entire counter, not just that round.
My new power?
Yeah,
anything that hits me until the end of the encounter dies.
So it has to strike
him. Best thing
to strike. It has to try to hit. It has to attack.
Okay. Doesn't have to hit. It just has
to strike. Well, technically it has to hit, it just doesn't hit.
So the 22 points of damage to the zombie is the only thing one point to kill. So it like turned the zombie
attack
dust.
That misses, technically could hit, it just didn't do any damage.
Okay, like it depends on they touched me.
Right.
Yep. It just falls to pieces.
Snack.
Yep.
So you're going, they didn't go last time.
I buzzed it up.
At all?
No.
I'm going to go
like
zombie juice.
I think I'm going to do a swing or
something
in front of them. 19.
That one's gone.
Plus 10. 19
is good enough. 21.
Okay.
I thought you were going twice.
He did. He hit 2.
Well, that he does a twin strike. So
but
he automatically
does
2.
In that doorway, can you do 2 at a time?
No.
I mean, he kills off the 2 that are in the doorway, and then the
then
other
you
ones have to move.
Just quick draw, turn around, and shoot those 2.
Wow.
Shoot. He's not using a bow.
Okay. You see more undead pouring out from up and down the streets.
Are they going to block the direction we're going?
And they're blocking all directions. And then you suddenly see them all stop and turn and look in the same direction.
Which is which way? This way?
Yes, towards the building. On the top of the building, you see an almost naked man wearing just a dirty loincloth step into view.
Tarzan.
He nods at you. His flesh writhes and heaves and is in constant motion, rearranging itself into different shapes and forms. His voice carries to you and is surprisingly normal,
little
considering
son.
The visuals.
I know what his name is.
And he says, if you win, and I'm betting you will, remember I did you no harm when I could have. And he snaps his fingers, and the glint of unlife in the hundreds of zombies pouring towards you goes out, and they all collapse to the ground.
He's hedging his bet.
That's good.
What about the ones around us right now?
They all drop to the ground. When you glance back up, he is no longer in view.
So who was this dude?
Yeah, who was this?
He was the one that raised the undead army for the Chaos King guy. He's the one that's been making the undead. Since the beginning.
But he's not part of the Chaos thing.
Yeah, he's one of his minions, one of his servants.
And he just bailed on the old man.
He's hedging his bet.
But we won't come after him. once we beat the other guy.
Yeah.
Is this the one that we encountered before?
It's the zombie maker.
No.
The one that...
You could have, but you didn't.
Oh.
He was the one that we were flying the airship at, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, they tried to take over the airship?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Burned a lot of stuff here. We could have just stood there back-to-back and waited for him to extinct. I can only know.
I only am burning a single encounter, though.
I burned a daily, but it was a daily that really is only good to kill.
I'm only happy we're not surrounded by zombies.
All right, continue on.
A nice force multiplier against other stuff, but...
Can we take 5 minutes?
If you want.
You want to take 5?
It's fine with me. I didn't burn any encounters.
Cool. In the 5 minutes, I restore Scott's daily.
That's nice.
Okay.
You got it back.
Cool.
That's nice.
Everybody gets an action point.
Sweet.
If you don't have one already.
I got it. Do you get
another
one?
If you do, you get another one, right? If you haven't spent one, you should have two.
Yeah, yeah. I do.
Give me another one.
Yoo-hoo!
Got a double action and fries.
Do you have one?
So that means I got two actions I can take besides my normal one.
One for Bimini.
Bimini will have two then.
One for Visra.
Yes.
Oh, it's got zombie all over it. It's
worked very hard to save that one.
Okay.
I figure against the big guy, I'm going to need 2 action points.
Yeah.
Let's make some rolls, see if you can sneak up to the ziggurat.
Okay. Yeah,
right. Oh, remember to spin surges if you need them.
This is like a pyramid, but with stair steps. So
how many am I down? 14?
Yep.
So we get to use the same thing as we did before?
Yep. I'd say 14's worth of surge at this point.
17.
Yeah, 29.
Success.
So I did set up the
okay. Just mark off a surge.
Yep, I got it.
Randy got a 26. Is that success?
Okay, I got success.
We're there.
21.
Is that good enough?
It's good enough for the round.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
One more round.
So now everybody succeeds instead of everybody failing.
So what are we doing now?
20.
28.
Good enough.
2.
18.
We're trying to sneak by apparently my cell phone, right?
You need 20. Above 20.
What do we need? One more
about the
success?
20.
Yeah, 20.
You're the tiebreaker.
6.
No. Not again.
Oh.
18.
No.
Now which? Well, it won't be the undead minions because that guy's already gave us a pass.
Okay. So basically, what happens is you took a little too long to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You encountered some combat on the way, but nothing of significance. Nothing you have to like worry about.
Yeah.
But it did delay you.
Uh-huh.
So when you get there, you see a black ziggurat. It lays before you in an open courtyard.
Ziggurat?
Yes.
What's a ziggurat? Is that the
stair
Mexican
stair
temple?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They're kind of popular here in this town.
They give you lung cancer. I can use them tonight.
Anyway, it is 3 steps high. Each step is smart. 5 feet. In the center of each side is a 10-foot-wide set of stairs that reaches up to the top. A human male dressed in black armor stands atop the ziggurat with his arms stretched above him, holding a great sword of black steel. Shadows swirl around him and flow around each step of the ziggurat and appear to be pouring forth from his blade.
That's not good.
The female with the fiery green wings is ascending the stairs, a silver blade glinting in each hand, striding purposely toward the top. The shadows mostly swirl around her, leaving a space of about 5 feet or so, but occasionally one draws closer and she cuts it with one blade and it bursts into fragments and vanishes.
Hmm.
And she laughs.
We need a boogie.
So, man, you got a lot of undead here.
Yeah.
You want the box back?
Yeah, we're going to have to fight him over again.
Can you hand us that box?
Scott, can you grab that?
You got it.
Okay.
Good.
There's all your undead.
No, those are not undead.
What happened? I thought that's what you
were. No, he put it down there where Abyss was sitting.
My bad.
This God, you'd be able to reach over and grab it.
Really icky, bad killer monsters. Do you have a ziggurat?
I do not have a ziggurat.
That's pretty. What have you been doing?
Well, I thought about making one, and then I thought, you know, it's only going to get used once.
Oh, I'd make different. If you make a big clay plaster ziggurat, we would work it into tons of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. If you build it, they'll come.
For like $6 million, you can buy that baseball field now.
Yeah, I heard that.
$6 million.
5.6, I think, is what they're asking the price is.
Petty cash.
You get the farm, the house, the baseball field.
Why would you yeah, buy? Man.
Somebody will buy it.
If you sell it, yeah. They will buy.
Which is a little bit more than he made getting points okay. from people.
You can come car. Along any of these buildings if you wish to go through the buildings, or you can come down that big road.
Well, so it's
there's a guy right there.
It's where there's less poop.
All right, so we're on that side.
Yes.
Of course.
From this side. Here we go. A couple more.
Swell. Wonderful. Great.
That little guy.
That's Temple.
So,
put him out front.
I'm the one here. That's the one.
Put me out front. What is this out front stuff? I already almost died today. I only got 2 strikes left.
It's the last part.
Why are you wanting to kill Temple?
Well, we don't want to kill him. We just like to see him suffer.
Part of all like part of the great temple.
Cry. Huh?
We can torture him a little bit.
I would turn around and
help him. There he is! See,
I want to turn around.
20 people charging through the
woods. I would turn around and walk back.
Or you could burn daggers.
I would turn around and walk back, Temple.
I think I ought to. I'll stop right. And just let him walk past me. I'm the one wearing scale armor. It's not going to hurt
good
me.
Good thing.
T-shirt boy here is going to be bruised if he runs into me.
So now she's cutting the shadows that he's bringing out?
Well, it's just for dramatic effect.
So she's not opposed to him?
No.
We're going to kill them both.
Yeah. She's his wife.
That's just, I'm saying. It could.
That little guy with the axe.
So he might kill her for us.
Yeah.
That little guy with the axe.
Please let Randy have a 20. Continues. Andy?
What?
What'd you get?
17.
That's not bad.
Plus
total?
No, plus the 13.
Oh, good. Andy's 23 back total. In form.
Scott.
12.
Buck 2.
23.
18.
Yes, sir.
Yes! I don't suck.
Yeah.
24. 23.
That's your mark. That's
23 for Temple. For Benz.
Woohoo!
Everybody that got less than 23 squat. Sucks.
True. 10 total. This run.
12.
Remember, I'm stepping out of the way and let anything come to
where
you
like to be. Oh,
hey! No, that was my
total. The
so,
big
am I right?
Ball
you may can't miss that there's an 8-foot lance on my back. 23.
Can't you use the doorstop?
No.
A stack. No, that's what you use the door for.
You're first. If you wish to trigger.
Yes, I do.
Your what?
Hmm?
His stance.
My stance.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a stance.
Extra damage is what all that
stance.
Means.
But make a little
if he goes first initiative order, he gets to do extra damage for the whole encounter.
How,
so that stance.
Yeah.
How much area does our standard take up?
1 square, what do you mean?
No, area five, out from the standard.
Is it a 5x5 square?
No, it's 15x15.
Oh. So it's pretty much the map.
Well, depends on where you plan it.
Put it right here, and it's going to go way the hell over there.
Well, let's count it out, because we want to make sure we get Big Boy in it.
He's not the closest star.
I know, but I'm going to move
what's
6.
Well, so who's will, got it, Brett?
Well, technically, he still won't be willing.
Do you have it?
No, if you move 6, he's just going to be closer to her.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
But yeah, I'll just have
okay,
to keep
did,
moving.
If
make
you
a double
go
move.
Up the steps, nine, it takes a movement action to climb each step.
It would cover the whole ziggurat except for that side of it. If planted right here.
If planted
oh,
where we're
if
at.
I don't even move.
Can I go diagonally? 15. Or does it have to be? Okay.
Except around a hard corner. You
well,
have
yeah,
to go at L shape around a hard corner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, unless.
1, 2, 3.
Since you're going, are you last?
6.
Yes.
If I make
if
two
moves,
anyway,
I'm
right there.
You can go ahead and make a move
can,
and then plant it.
Then you can coordinate.
And we can guarantee we got everything.
Right.
Hand me mine.
Exactly.
Oh, clever, Randy.
Well played.
Okay.
Well played.
Tabuktu. Unless you're going to spend an extra point.
Not right now.
Tabuktu.
Okay.
Charge.
Okay.
So
Stack just slipped around the outside corner. Going for the angle shot.
I mean, my thing is just going in tight. So
I understand.
You know, if you charge him right now, you can run up there, say his name, and then make
him. Well, he has to go through her first.
No, he turns into substantial and invisible.
But
it's a 10, 11.
These things, you have to use a move action to get up on them.
Oh.
And he's up on the top.
Well, he's
one.
Insubstantial. Shouldn't he be able to run through the corner?
Go ahead and fight that fight there, right?
Can he?
Okay, so if I were to charge him,
mm-hmm.
With the charge last, do I have to end at that? Or do, I mean, if I'm charging...
Charge ends your turn.
But if I'm going attack, more than my move...
Charge. You can move and then charge.
Now he's saying, because it's going to take you more than one move to get there.
Uh-huh.
Will he stay insubstantial in that time period between the two times he gets to go?
It's only while you're charging. So it's the last X squares after the first two when you're charging.
Okay, so my move back is six, visible. Right? My move is six. So if I used an action point, standard move...
Okay, now there are shadows swirling around. But there's shadows swirling around all the steps.
Okay, well, I don't know. So if I move to here, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that would put me right beside him and give me the 2 to pass her by and insubstantial.
Okay. Well, are these steps...
I have to burn the action point.
And each one is a move action to climb.
Well, I spend one move action to get over.
I thought you said two.
Adds new stuff to it.
Movement points of your six.
Am I correct in my summation of the math there? Burn an action point, or move up here, and burn an action point to do the charge from the point when I get close enough.
Still have a standard. Your action point would have to burn afterwards.
Okay, but I could get to it in that way.
Yes.
But so you would not need to...
It's not that way, then.
Burn the action point.
You just cool. No, I'd have to burn the action point to make the attack at the end.
That's what I thought. No, okay. You need to make a basic attack at the end of the
turn. He never said it that way.
The charge ends your turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I've gone insubstantial.
Well, you guys are already counting. You've gone insubstantial. You zip past her. You're ending at the top of the thing, and you can make a melee basic attack against him.
And that's the use of the staff.
Or the
axe. It's just not the axe. The lance.
He's trying to use the lance and unmake this guy.
Try.
I know his name.
You do.
What's his name?
Herb.
Herb. Put him
Ask me again.
Okay,
so what's the deal? You just invoke their name.
I invoke their name and poke it up. Well, it's a standard attack.
Poke it. She's been doing that all night.
That's what she told me to do, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how you did the
roll. That's how I did with her. Okay.
Please, God.
16.
Plus
what? 11.
So
27.
That is a hit.
Oh yeah.
Now say his name and we'll call the
home. Say his name.
Say my name.
I remember it. I said it.
I know I said it.
I said it right? Mostly right? You forgot since I told you what it was. You're going Hector, Hermes.
Okay.
Herb.
Peach's hand. Oh, wait. This didn't go well.
This is like opening the door.
You just destroyed his human form, unleashing the Chaos Born.
Did I let him go?
Do I know the Chaos Born's name, too?
It may be in the book.
I memorized all the names, dude.
Start shouting names out.
If he had two names, I know it.
Okay.
And I would have told
him. So did we bypass a whole bunch of fights?
Yes, you did bypass a whole bunch of fight.
Good job, Scott.
But
good job.
But you still have a fight.
And we're still screwed.
We still have a really big fight to go.
Yeah. You unleashed the boss.
But it would have we would have taken a beat.
Wait, is this like opening the door to the vault?
Worse.
What vault?
The tome room and having a buzzsaw monster come out and get you in addition to the...
No, we would have had to kill him to unleash that.
He just unmade the human form.
All right.
Releasing the Chaos Born.
Which saves us one fight.
Which saves you one fight.
So now... But the Chaos Born has a different name than the human name?
Yes.
And I know that, though, right?
But it's still another attack.
If he had two different names listed in the book, and I know it, I would have told him.
Well, he wasn't panicking, and I knew that there was something else going on when he didn't panic when I tried that.
If you know the name, you have an action point. It's your turn. You could spend it and do that again.
Well, we can all go home.
You have another action.
Do I know
to spend two action points in one turn?
I didn't spend one. You told me I didn't have to.
All right. No, but a charge ends your turn.
Okay. All right. Now all of a sudden you're standing at the belly button.
Hey, work with the last dragon. Try the other three.
No, that would be hard.
Okay.
To Bimini.
I'm just going to sit back here. Everything's going okay.
Really?
I think I killed its sack. It's XB. It's like XB1 human suit. You know what I'm talking about.
You just killed the Edgar suit.
Okay. Scott's got that. What about the chick?
I've got that.
She's down at the bottom of the thing.
Yeah.
So is it like pressed up against its belly and it's like this, tapping on the head of the land?
It goes, tong. Okay, move up to within one of the chick on the ziggurat for me.
Okay. That's probably farther you can go.
No, I can move five. Move me up close to
one, two, three, four, five.
Am I within one of it?
No. One, two, three. You're right back here. One, two, three, four, five. You're still within two.
Okay, I just need to have one square between me
yes,
and her.
Yes,
okay.
You do. Well.
Okay, mine. I'm using my standard as a minor. I'm summoning my flail.
Yes.
And putting it on the far side of her.
Okay.
And yours is the...
No, it really matters.
And I'm summoning my buzzsaw as okay. with my minor and putting it between me and her.
Ooh. Okay. Watch it.
What?
And I'm burning one of these. Wherever that goes.
What's that? What?
And I'm light cap darting her.
Go ahead.
Oh wait, no, call it back. Can I call it back?
Mulligan.
Huh?
Mulligan, do over.
Oh,
well, I know her name. Would that give me any power on her when I do my attacks?
It might if you invoke the name each time you attack.
I'll save my action point. Thank you. Can I have that? The standard's not planted yet. I don't want to.
That's true. Waste an attack.
Yeah, I'll go shooting. Why hit a brick wall when I can wait?
What's the thing in front? Your stuff? Do you
okay.
What's the stuff in front?
Chaosborn! They're like robots. One of them's a.
It is going to attack. It swings its blade of dread shadows.
That doesn't sound good.
At Tabaktu.
That doesn't sound good.
I'm surrounded by robots.
And misses.
Tabaktu, the only one that can swing that or use the spear?
No, anybody that knows the name of the critter can. All
right, but you got to get that name to me. Do I know that name?
I would have if I knew the thing had two names. I told you.
Did he know it had two names?
We already went through this. Yes, he knew. Yes, you were told.
Okay.
I'll be clear.
That is my action point.
You use your action point to tell Scott that?
Yep.
That says Chaosborn. That says hit. Okay. That has missed.
He's going to make a double attack.
So we're waiting to find out what we need to hit it.
Well, I moved up so I'm within range to heal you, Scott.
Missed.
That was part of the plan.
Sweet.
It missed you.
Because I can imagine it's going to do about 50, 60 a pop.
Yeah.
Is just insane. It's going to spend an action point and try again.
How many action points has it got?
Two.
Whatever he needs, ready.
Oh, look, we have a hit.
The 20?
The great blade hits you once.
That's because that's what everybody says when they get hit with it. Oh, great.
It hits you great. Again.
Wait, maybe not.
No, I don't have anything to stop it. I can just hit that.
Okay, Tabaktu, you take 64 damage.
I have two left, though.
And
I use an instant reaction and say the name and poke it back.
With what?
The lance that was right up against its gut.
What's your instant reaction?
Curtis Steele.
Come on, kill it! I got 2 points left.
Kill it. Oh, Billy!
First attack? Oh no, second attack.
Yeah, second attack.
Kill it.
11 plus 11,
22.
Is it a hit or a miss?
Hit.
The unmade?
Nope.
Huh? No?
No!
What's this no? Is he hurt? Did he look happy about it?
Standard plan of jet?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, crap!
Sorry.
Oh, darn it.
You guys rolled too good.
Okay.
And
don't. I can't do anything yet.
I know.
Well, it does do 28 points of damage to it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good.
Does it? If the snake is not landing?
The damage doesn't seem to do anything.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't waste an attack on her. Because without the standard, we don't touch these things.
I'm a barbarian. I just...
Yeah, well, it's worth the roll. It wasn't like you used the charge.
Okay, but it would have worked on this first form, but not the second form.
Correct.
Not, hey, I'm a big giant mohawk.
I really expected this to work.
hang on a second.
Am I before this thing in the...
yeah, fucking Die Hard. I was in Pulp Fiction.
And Temple gets to go before it goes again.
Yes. And I went up,
okay.
And I was where Scott was.
Because I was going to make sure I didn't
spend you do too.
Wait. I didn't damage it, did I?
No, I don't blame you.
Crap.
You can take this.
If I damaged it, I could have spent a healing surge. I didn't do any damage. I didn't like nick a piece of it.
Ian, Seth, Ryan, go shower.
I don't want this to be bad.
Make sure you wash your hair.
Hey,
I still get it.
Ryan, the way Scott rolls, we'll be.
If my two kids are off, and
what?
They
like go through the kids until we
get to mine.
No, is there any hot right this second? Probably not that much.
No.
I will refill it.
No, thank you.
So that is true. It took no damage.
No damage. Okay, took no damage, so I can't trigger.
Tong. Now he's back to pushing buttons. Like
whose turn now?
I knew how to use this.
Yeah, I'm gonna be using all my
protective thing.
Okay. And crap.
No crap.
Yeah, boy.
Shadows enter the play.
Shadows.
Yeah, boy.
Well, if I survive this, Scott, I'm close enough, I should be able to heal you some.
Well, here's the question, though, is do I think, as now I asked about him, what I've asked about, I mean, I would have been aware they were there. Because I can definitely spend a surge and, or spend an action point and heal myself, because I'm going to go down to...
Were you wounded?
I have two hit points left.
I was being facetious.
Two more?
Can I go yet?
We got one over there still. Right? I'm laying down in that one.
No, he's sleeping.
Wow. Sleeping.
Sleeping. Shadow. Hey, take one of them off there because she cut it in half.
Yeah, the more keep pouring out of his sword.
Oh. His sword?
Yep. He's got time to pour shadows out of it? Still hit me twice?
He's dumped them on your head.
He's good at multitasking.
Okay, so I've got 4, 4, 4, 4.
We shouldn't be 6, 6, 6, and 6.
Hey, don't help.
Okay. Obviously, they're all going to swarm to Baku.
Obviously. Okay, can I spend that action point I was talking about?
No.
Not when it's not your turn to go.
Not when it's your turn. Not your turn.
Oh, boy. Do I have anything that I can do?
So.
Oh, boy.
Die gracefully?
Oh, yeah. Anything that hits me, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. I got your back.
You got two on you, Bimini.
That's okay. These guys don't go anywhere. That's enough. So, four shadows will swarm to Baktu, two will go after Bimini, and the others continue swirling around the steps. To Baktu! Odd.
I already did.
13 damage.
One of the things hitting?
Yep.
Immediate reaction with my heal thing. I have to attack the critter that hit him.
Right.
Okay.
You're going to take two opportunity attacks when you do.
And now I'm going to take one.
Okay.
12.
Plus. Which one are you using?
Hey, it's the.
Gale Force?
No, the.
Swiftmend or. Timeout.
Daily.
Daily.
Something figured. Region and future?
Momentum something or other.
Healer's momentum?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, plus 11 versus AC. Which roll? 12? 23 versus AC?
Hit. If you aim it for a shadow.
Yeah, I did.
Damage 12. The ally hit by the triggering attack can spend a surge.
And we'll spend that bad boy.
Two
right
allies
now.
Within 5 squares of the ally gain 10 pin points.
Are there anybody within 5 of Scott?
No.
I think you're closest.
It still misses Temple.
Crap.
But it's going to end up about right here, right?
Yeah. How about my stat? My flail?
What about your flail?
Can it get to
it? It's within five. It's an ally.
But it doesn't have surges.
No, it gains five.
Not surge. No, it gets five. It gets it equal to its...
Its surge value. It doesn't have surges.
It's got mine.
No, it doesn't. You have yours.
Okay.
So now I have 20.
Well, that was the only thing I had that could help. So.
Okay, so does that kill a shadow?
Yes, the shadow is dead.
Okay, so we don't have to have the standard to kill the shadows.
Apparently not. Okay, so one of those shadows...
So you're back up, Scott. Yep. With whatever your surge is.
The other three...
I was never down. I was at positive two.
So you're up a surge.
I think it's worth sacrificing that without giving 13.
You got hit by two, but you healed up in the middle of that.
So I'm at 13 pause.
You're 15 positive.
Woohoo! Oh, say, I told you I had your back.
Bimini, one will swing at you and hit for 13. One will swing at you and miss for 13.
Did you give them their opportunity attack?
Yes, that's what just happened.
Okay, so one 13. Of them didn't get an opportunity attack because of my...
Okay.
The one that hit.
Tattoo.
The one that hit.
Okay.
So you're still at 72, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got the totem of the fox. See that? I'm a foxy. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. You sly dog.
Shut your mouth.
Well, you know you are.
Okay, the rest of them go swirling.
Swirl, 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 swirl.
Swirl. Lilith goes.
Lilith?
Yep. She's going to save her husband.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Scott. Yeah. I can't.
She is going to take opportunity attack from your flail and your buzzsaw.
Alright, that's what I was hoping. Okay. First one, yeah, buzzsaw. She's going to
kill me when she gets up there.
17.
Yes. What is the damage does a buzzsaw
do? It's down there under dailies.
It's like a continuing damage, isn't it?
It is?
Oh, maybe.
It's what he said last or.
I got the healing figure, the staff, the lifetime dart, dancing weapon, region infusion, armor sacrifice, and healer's momentum.
Son of a...
Yep.
Okay, well, it does the same damage as your flail and 15 ongoing.
Okay.
Okay.
So she takes 30?
So that's the dancing weapon, right?
Right.
Okay, that's plus 8 versus AC, does 15 damage.
And 15.
And then ongoing 15.
And ongoing 15.
Okay, and now my flail.
12.
Plus 8 versus AC, 20 versus AC.
Yep.
That's 15 more.
Mm-hmm. That's, what, 45 all in one big shot?
Well, she won't take the other 15 until next, right?
Right.
Yeah. Until she goes.
Well, she'll take it at least once, though.
Yeah. She has to take it.
L-I-L-O-T-H.
So she moves up to Tabaktu, and then she is going to beat the... But Jesus out of it.
I got 15. I don't think.
Sorry, Scott. I don't have anything else.
And I'm not range.
Do I have any kind of instance or freeze?
One blade sinks into Tabaktu for 19
He's
damage.
He's bloody. Do you have something that responds to
and
that?
And the other one sinks into Tabaktu for 19 damage.
Only if I am in
well negative.
Range.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I brushed up there.
Well, it hasn't been my
you're
turn.
Negative
23. Yeah, I know. That's
I feel your pain.
But you're not sorry, blade, guys. So you're only dying.
You all could have just, held your action until I planted the standard. But...
We could just kill the thing and go home and have some tea and crumpets.
Well, he didn't panic, though, when I did that first one. I thought, he's not panicking. There's a reason.
Okay, move her to where
although on the
that,
second one, I don't think
she
thought of that.
She did range.
Where did she go to?
She's up there next to Scott.
So she went one, two...
Didn't kind of blocked there, didn't she?
No, she can go through her own.
Three, four. Yep. But since she should get an opportunity of attack from Scott, because she can't stop here. But
Scott's dying on the ground.
Not until she gets there.
She hits him.
Yeah, before she got there.
Before she gets to him, she has to go through
her own guy.
Her own guy, and she's going.
Okay. You make a valid point, and I will allow it.
Okay. I'll say her name and stab her with that thing.
That was a well reasoned argument.
Nah. 20 total.
Yes, she has 19.
Did that kill her?
Damage.
I said her name and stabbed her with the lance.
Man, it's still the standard is not planted.
Standard's not planted.
Oh.
I'll get that.
Well, she's not damaged by anything I can do then.
Oh. Right? Did that mean that my damage I did with opportunity attack didn't do anything?
With your constructs?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Okay. Oh, well, then I could spend any kind of thing I want, right?
No, opportunity attack's basic attack only.
Oh, basic attack only.
So there's no point. It's not going to do anything anyway.
Well, did I hit her?
Yes, yeah. You hit her.
But that thing doesn't do any damage.
It's not a combat weapon.
It's an unmaking
but,
weapon.
So I can't just pull a... I wouldn't know that.
So why would
I would know that, wouldn't I? Could I hit her with something else?
Why would the constructs do damage and not...
They didn't. I'm just taking it back.
Oh.
So I couldn't, like, stop and pull out an axe. I mean, I got a big 8-foot lance.
It won't matter.
I can't pull it out. It could matter a lot if I could do some damage.
No, it's not going to do any damage because my constructs didn't do any damage.
Huh?
Standard needs to be planted.
Oh, so nothing I do matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
My opportunity attacks that I did all that damage with didn't count.
Didn't count, yeah.
So, Visra.
Are you sure?
Yes. She saved out of your 15 damage. Or actually, it didn't matter.
What would
never
that
mind
do?
Gone.
Can you slap a heel on Scott?
Quick, slap a heel on him.
Did he make his death save?
I haven't tried yet.
It hasn't been his turn yet.
I get two shots at that first one, then.
Yeah, you do.
God, that sucked to have hit him with that lance twice and not killed him.
Yeah. We need to get Scott back up, too, before he's... So he's not laying there at their feet where they can just reach down and pick up the lance.
If they can actually touch it, maybe they can.
Okay, I'm going to toss it to the surge at him.
You know who you're sitting next to. They probably know our names.
Take a healing surge.
Cool, that gets me... 20. That gets me... No, that's 26. Yeah.
So you don't have to make a death strike roll either.
Ha ha. Is anybody else bloody?
Nope.
No. Not yet.
Nobody else been hit?
But I still went face first to the ground, right?
Yes, you're on the ground.
Let's see. They may try to pick... If I'm not dead, though, they may try to pick that lance up. They're going to pick up a barbarian with it.
Yeah, I'm holding on to the end of it.
Okay.
Am I good for Brett, finally?
Okay.
Thank God.
You see me back there like Scott played us over on...
All right, run up there and plant standard.
Okay.
Thank God. I got a question on my miners.
Go ahead.
One of my miners... is a
49
modern dish
river of life mm-hmm. And it says you regenerate 7 until the end of the encounter. Uh-huh. Do I need to be wounded to invoke that? So I'm going to burn that now.
River of life dance.
Yeah, I have negative 7 damage every turn.
Cool.
And I have another question on my miners.
Yes.
I have my long tooth shifting, which I have to be bloody to use. Uh-huh. That I regenerate +2. Can I stack those? Uh-huh. Come on, it's a miner.
It's the highest one. It's always the highest one for damage for all of it. It's always the highest one.
Okay, so I can use that and use the damage part of it, the +2
yes.
on the damage. Okay,
and the regeneration would not be the other
regeneration.
Because
regeneration is 4
right.
on that one, but the damage is +2 on that one.
Okay, so you get +2 damage.
But, ready.
Oh. But I have to be led to use that one.
I can fix that. Run up there.
Hey. All right, standard is planted. I am done.
Thank Bam! God. The standard goes into the ground.
Where is the standard?
I have no idea where it physically is, but right next to me.
Where are you? Is this you?
Yep.
So right here?
Yep.
Standard planted.
Stack.
You can now hurt the big guy. You can hurt
Mark
all
for
everything
death.
Now.
Mark for death.
+22 versus AC.
That is a hit.
Pong.
+34
damage.
Randy's got that thing on his bow where if he misses, it adds points for the next shot.
Yeah.
He's Randy. He never gets to use that.
Tabaktu.
Kind of like deflecting thunder, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is your turn.
Am I able to do a thing?
Yeah,
yes.
You're awake, laying there.
The standard is planted.
Standard's planted. Say the name. Get it in the.
I should have.
The standard has been planted.
The traveler is woken.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm healed back to vague.
You're 26.
Okay.
That's not bad.
enough to get to me, go jab it.
And your line of room.
So I have to, like.
It's a move to.
It's a move to stand.
Well, what's the minus for attacking to laying down?
I'm just going to stand and. Stand's not a move where I'll take opportunities, right? I'll try it again.
Go ahead.
Alright, let's try this again, Fatso.
Sweet! Is he dead? Is he unmade?
Nope, but he is bloodied.
Oh, it takes half of him.
Do you have an action point?
I have an action point.
I would do it again right now.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm actually going to trip several things while I'm doing that. Let me just start building this sandwich. First, I'm going to trip. Because I damaged him.
Okay.
It's me and his healing surge.
Here goes the Mufalada.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a sandwich artist.
You're no longer bloody.
Thank you. And then I'm going to stab him again. Now, can I trigger a rage with this weapon?
You can trigger a rage anytime, dude.
Okay, I don't have to have a weapon to trigger a rage. Hmm. Okay. Because with this action point, I will trigger the...
rage.
Well, let me see which one. Rage strike doesn't matter, because the weapon itself doesn't have any power.
Whichever one heals your butt.
Yeah, well, I've already used that one. I've got the... Stone Bear Rage does 5 resist to all damage.
At 64, okay. 5 not working.
Are you going to use your action point to unmake him again, or are you going to...
Well, it's a rage is just an attack, right? I've always triggered it as an attack, right?
You did with it. Yeah, all rages are
attacks. So
will you have to do that as
he has more than half of his health.
Will it take a standard action to trigger that?
No, that's not a separate thing. It's anytime you attack, you can trigger it with anything.
Oh.
Right? You can trigger a rage with an attack, right?
No, the rage is the attack.
Right.
It's like my debugging thunder.
Would it cancel out me trying to make him?
Yes, you can do one or the other.
Oh. Okay, well, I want to unmake him. I'm not
because I don't think the unmaking isn't an attack, remember?
Okay. But I am going to trigger every free action I got. I'm going to trigger the bear... I'm going to spin a surge, trigger the bear claw amulet.
No, they did.
The minions.
He got minions.
And I'm going to also trigger the death burst hide, which is another 4 damage.
Okay.
Another 4 damage.
And let me see if there's anything else I can trigger for nothing.
What's that?
Disturbed death number 4.
Oh, I believe so. Her sheet fell down. I was like, where did I get all these heals?
And I do believe that the remote treatment on this time is living after midnight.
Oh, really?
Nope. Okay, that's all I got is those things.
I'm friends with them on Facebook. And they had some
slot man in there. I'll say it again.
I always see David.
17.
He got
back to the studio.
He is dying.
He's sitting there singing.
Oh, you jerk.
I did it twice. One was a critical, and I still didn't kill it. Oh, wait. On any critical, free basic melee attack when you critical. So that would have been the free basic melee attack.
That doesn't matter. He's dead.
No, it doesn't.
He's probably like us, and he has dying points.
Yeah. Well, the unmaking thing isn't an attack.
Is it not?
Or, that's what he said.
It's a basic attack, right?
No, it's not a basic attack. It's a standard action.
So I have to. I did it twice.
But you can do regular damage to him still.
Well, I guess I could poke him with a free basic melee attack to see if I can finish
dead.
Him. Okay. I rolled a 10 with a free basic melee attack.
Next, Bimini.
Dear Lord in heaven. Okay.
I'm sitting up there like bleeding.
Tabaktu has just pronounced this thing's name twice. 3 times, actually. Killed the human form and apparently killed the demonic form.
And now there's the ultra-demonic form?
Now there's the uber-demonic form.
Okay. Every time I kill it, something worse comes out. I'm going to quit killing it.
Say the uber-demonic form's name and do the Gale Force infusion on Scott.
What?
Okay.
The Uber. It's the ultra. It's the double secret demonic form.
Okay, and on the demonic form first. Please, Lord.
5.
Plus 8 versus reflex.
Miss.
Is it a daily?
No, yeah. It's an encounter.
So you can't use your thing to give him a second shot?
I have not. I haven't oath anybody yet because I've planned a standard.
Well, planning that standard was a good thing.
Give me more stuff. Who's next?
They go next, don't they?
No, that's an area effect. Gale Force Infusion hits everything for 3 around Scott.
First 2 and 10.
Yeah, well, the staff gives me an extra 1 square.
Well, you have her and 2 shadows.
Well, it should be 3 out from Scott in all directions.
Okay, so...
First 2 would be 2 out from Scott.
Well, but he has a staff that gives him plus 1. Right. Okay, so roll again.
Only have 1 hit point, right? Yes.
Dead.
Got 10. Yeah,
next.
18.
Next. What a waste. Next.
7.
Plus 8 versus reflex.
15. 15 on a minion.
Miss.
Okay, next.
2.
Nope. And on her.
Big one, big one.
3.
Okay, free action gives Scott the regeneration infusion. Minor action, move my flail up there to where the chick is.
You can move it up to the minions, but not to her.
Why?
Because you have to go through them.
Oh, really? There's not a path?
Nope.
No.
Okay, we'll move it up there to that.
Okay, you still have, what, a move action?
Yeah.
Move the buzzsaw up there. Pop out your healing when you can. You can pop out your healing figurine. That's a minor.
Yeah, I will. I'll pop out the healing figurine right there where I'm at. And I'll use burn a
where's
action.
To go?
Next to Bimini, or within 5 squares of Bimini.
Where do you, who do you want to hit with it?
It's not a hit. It's a healing figurine. Move it like halfway between me and you.
Okay.
Or can it go next to Scott? Is there any place within that range?
Uh-huh. Too far.
Too far.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nope. You could get it right here. It's about as close as you can get it.
Well, it's not running. I'm summoning it in.
What's the range? 5 is right here. So
it doesn't have opportunity attack. It's
no, but it just there's nowhere for it to. There's
no,
a,
there's no place.
All the spots are occupied.
This?
Healing figurine.
Those are.
That's a step
down. So those are 5 feet below this platform.
Okay. Well, does it need to be?
Okay, and. Do the lightning spear attack.
Okay, here's his action point.
Centered on Scott.
Okay.
Which will then put out 2
provoke,
away from Scott in all directions.
It's going to provoke opportunity attacks.
From
2 shadows.
1 on me.
Yeah.
Actually, the other one would have too, so you'll have 3 opportunity attacks on me.
Okay, what is this versus?
Lightning spear is 8 versus fortitude.
Okay, the big guy.
8.
16 versus fortitude.
Miss.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't imagine.
Okay, next.
5.
13.
Miss.
Fortitude.
Miss.
Minion? Okay.
17.
Hit.
Yeah.
Anything else?
2.
Missed.
Anything else?
No.
I think that's all I can do.
So you did 2 ranged attacks?
Yeah. Hey, with my. Since I killed off that other minion, would my figurine set in that spot now?
Not now.
Well, not after you summoned it.
No, I did it in the wrong freaking order.
Okay, so you would have taken...
3, and you have 3 opportunity attacks.
Well, they can only make 1 opportunity attack on each round.
Oh, so well, that's
you
even
can't
better.
Hit more than 1.
So just 1, okay.
You took 26 damage.
Ow. Are you bloody?
From 2 sets of claws.
No, I don't. Immediate interrupt. Teleport me over there towards Randy.
How far?
4. Just away from the monsters. Or by where the standard is or something.
How many shadows do I have left? 1, 2, 3,
2,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12.
Don't count.
13.
Okay.
Okay.
So you only killed 3?
Yeah, there's only 3 over here. Wait, there's 4. There's 4 over here.
Kind of wasted, but I screwed up all my rolls. But I cleared some of them off Scott anyway.
There's only 1 shadow left on me.
Don't forget, you've got that regenerating infusion on you that you can.
Are these undead?
It gives you 4 each time you go.
Didn't I spin that as soon as you hit me with it?
No, that was a different one.
No, you weren't even in the room when he put it.
I just now gave you that.
Okay.
Because it's a free action. So
I'm not undead. They are shadow.
You have that, so you.
I'll let it continue to grow as long as I can.
Have we fought them enough
to
know that I know whether or not they're susceptible to radiant damage?
They probably are. Yes.
But I didn't take any damage.
Okay, so my shadows get to go. Two are going to chase Bimini down.
One
will take an opportunity attack.
Well, one will take an opportunity attack from me, and the other will take the opportunity. Okay.
Cool.
So roll it.
16.
Mine's dead. Cut off at the knees.
Well, it doesn't matter then. There's only one.
Cool.
Alright, so this one's going to chase Bimini down. One, two.
That one there is going to move up to Torrell.
Oh, we couldn't opportunity attack each one of them?
No,
because
you can only do one.
That one there.
The one over there?
This
yes.
One?
It's going to move to Torrell. This one over here is going to move down to Abyssra.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing Rosehead right now.
Three.
Well,
we've got six.
Four. Five. Yeah.
These three over here, these four over here, are going
to
move two.
No,
just
try to run past me and my robot cut it in half.
Just this one.
Six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards who?
You.
Great.
Can't believe I missed both big bads with my attacks.
Thanks, sir.
I should have said both their names. I don't suppose that helps you to hit.
Can he?
No.
Do they jump down with no penalty?
Because they're flying.
They're not flying monkeys, are they?
No, they're just flying shadows.
Hate flying monkeys.
I don't know. Suppose
those guys tried to get Patrick Swayze one time.
No, they didn't. They went and got the other guy.
They got James Spader, didn't they?
That wasn't James Spader.
That wasn't James Spader. I don't know the other guy's name.
I don't know. He's a bad guy in a lot of stuff. What? Nope.
Okay, the nose will go after Tabaktu.
Don't have school, don't have a job.
Okay.
I just wandered there seeking
new adventures and stuff.
Yeah. Like
just call him Kang.
Kang.
Playing Jai Kang and Kung Fu. Walk in there.
You know, I could open my own dojo and everything. I am blind. You know, you can leave and you can snatch the devil from. Hey!
No,
hey.
I got this way, but.
And swirl down your stack.
Okay, go.
Three, four, five. Oh. Six. Seven.
Okay.
So he's still standing or is he gone?
He's dead on the ground.
What about this one?
Dying.
Body's on the ground, yes.
Writhing.
This one's
dead. He wasn't there. Okay, stack is missed. We'll do Torrell.
Do me.
Excuse me? You were hit for 13.
Do me.
Bimini. Is hit for 13.
Ow!
This rug gets 1, 2, 3.
Four.
Four. Natural one missed. Missed. Hit for 13. And hit for 13. 26 for this rug.
I actually took damage that time. I hate it when I take damage.
Did you run?
Who else we got? Buck 2. One,
remember,
two,
I have a
three.
Five. Resist, and that's...
Yeah. Don't forget my figurine, that healing figurine thing is out there now. If you get next to it, you can use a healing surge of your own.
Okay, I did eight each to anybody that hit me.
Right.
Did shadows drop, or are they...
Yep, all three of them died. All three of the ones around you.
If you move next to that figurine, Scott...
Mm-hmm. Did that...
Yeah, whatever is out there. I don't know what
it's right here. Yeah, it is.
You can use a minor action and use a healing surge if you're standing next to it.
Cool. I'm not. Am I bleeding?
Are you dying?
No, am I bleeding?
Bloody.
You said
yes,
wasn't.
You're bloody.
You said I wasn't dying or bleeding or bloody before, so I figured that.
One bloody. Of the creatures that hit me. Gets takes 7 damage.
Does.
Push it 2 squares.
It's corpse,
now it's a close burst 5. You were hit by a creature in range. Attack target takes 7 damage and you push it 2 squares.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it hit everybody?
No, it just hits one creature within 5. No.
They're minions.
I know. I want to hit more of them.
It's about to. Lila hits you.
But why do the push back thing?
Because it's the only thing I had to kill them.
I got nothing.
and hits you.
Crap. I could have pushed all that.
You're going to take total of 32
only
damage,
things I hit,
and
you're
pushed two squares.
So which direction? Just off the edge?
Pushed away from her, yeah. So two squares in that direction. Not
that would be off the edge. Would it just be down one, or would I go
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, keep going. You're flying through the air. And knocked prone. And you're dying.
Oh, and I'm dying? She took 8 damage.
Damn it. She's not dying.
Oh, this is bad.
Did he land next to the figurine?
No, I landed like 3 squares from it.
That's right.
My next move was to back right beside it and spin the surf. Uh-huh.
He's dying.
Yeah.
That's okay. I want it stuck.
So nobody else is bloody?
Sorry.
She leans down and starts to pick up the body.
Don't let her get that corpse.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to...
Gotta stop her.
I don't have any immediate reaction healing type stuff.
I have a standard healing thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got it. We need to keep him up.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Healer's Mercy.
Go ahead.
Plus first 5. Which each bloodied ally other than myself and the burrs can spend a healing surge.
That was supposed to happen.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
You get a surge, Scott.
Thank God. 26.
And then I am going to spend my action point to use the Spear of the Inquisitor upon her. Thank you.
Are you using
it? It's an encounter.
Man. Nice shot.
19 plus 9 sandwich. Versus reflex.
It's not ultra kill, it's just kill.
It's all kill. Okay.
I'm figuring 28 will hit. So that's 15 radiant damage.
Yep.
And she is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
And you
turn.
Said her name right before you shot her.
Okay.
And I said her name right before I shot her.
let's see.
And I take 3 opportunity attacks.
What's her name, Lula?
Oh. Bo Peep.
Oops.
Hang on.
1. Oh, hit. 2. Hit. 3. Hit.
I die.
This really
takes hit that hard.
13
damage. To you? 13 Bam. Points is a lot to us.
Viscera is dying.
Okay.
Terrell.
So is Tabaku, right?
Tabaku is dying.
No, he's not. She just zapped me with a heal.
So he
was dying.
To take a
I spent half the campaign dying.
if he's not surrounded, outnumbered, and dying, he's not doing his job.
I'm going to hedge you with a flipping platform.
We're the airborne. We're used to being surrounded. Okay.
Surrounded, not
can I start yelling black now?
Yeah, no,
I went to the warriors just parachuted in
behind us.
Minor oath this guy.
Okay.
Attack him with the leading strike. 19 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay. My move. So it's 2 to get up here, right?
I'm going to take an opportunity attack.
I'm sorry?
They can we'll
take an opportunity.
That's fine.
They can't touch that standard, can they?
You were hit for 13 damage.
Okay. So that's 2 to get up here. 3. 4, 5 to get up here. And 6 to get here.
What are you going to do there?
Do a little dance.
Like a
little low.
I'm still on the ground, but I'm
right,
alive.
You're okay, though. All right, hang on. I took 13 plus 10.
Yes.
I'm down to... Well, actually, I got 7 back. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking 6.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any 57, then?
What the hell?
I'm going to... It's the only range thing I have.
Sit free.
She does radiant. I'm going to use an action point.
Go ahead.
And use Radiant Vengeance on her.
She's immobilized. You have combat advantage.
Excellent, because I don't have. I only get 1 roll.
I didn't use an action point earlier, so I need to pay you.
That's 14 plus 8. 23 versus reflex.
Yep.
14 points of damage, and I get 5 temporary hit points.
Is it radiant?
It is radiant, by the way. Yeah, everything else
it
had
was
to be
good.
Up against her.
Yep.
I was going to use a Jura Undead, but I want to go with her first.
So
Stack.
Okay.
One.
Oh, he's stumbling to the bathroom.
He is a corpse on the ground as far as you can tell.
Well, I mean, I have him quarried. I mean, I think I would not know.
At this point, you could record somebody else.
Okay. Then I'll
because he is dying. Even if, as long as they are not alive, you can record.
Is he taking death strikes?
Maybe.
Yes, that would be bad.
Whose turn is it now?
It's mine.
Stacks.
Stacks. Okay, okay, so now we start it over.
Yeah. Stacks. Can they pull out the standard?
Anybody can pull standard out.
Ghost can? A substantial creature.
Anybody can pull a standard out.
Then I'm targeting those two guys over there.
Well, maybe not well, a chipmunk unless he had really big paws.
Okay, Bimini's one of them. The one right there. Yeah. Like the ugly one is a shadow.
He's talking about the shadow.
Yeah, then I'll shoot the shadow and the one right in front of me then.
Okay, you'll take opportunity attack on the one in front of you.
Why don't you do the one in front of you first?
Hit the one in
he'll
front of you.
He'll still take
opportunity.
Because of the fact on
the curse simultaneously.
29.
Yep. Using a ranged attack.
And 24.
Natural one. You were missed by the opportunity attack.
Did he kill the one that was on me?
Yes.
Yep. Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I
was just
her.
I was just studying on how to kill that thing.
He's underneath him. That's why I was asking.
Okay,
I'm standing.
My quarry is out there.
So I'm back up. What am I standing next to?
You're standing standard. Up.
Okay, cool. I'm going to guard the
you're protecting. That's why I want to get the one off of you, just to make sure.
Yeah, that's what I
see the Lilith up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Can I? It's caused me... Am I below the stairs?
A little bit, but you can run across.
Are you watching Frasier when you named her?
Can I? Stop right there. Yeah.
And I killed her.
She has her own Lilith hair right here.
I'm just moving to here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Now, a minor action, Temple said, you can take a healing surge when you're standing next to his thing.
That's yes. That's what they all said.
Yeah. So I'll take the minor action of healing myself while I'm there.
As you go by.
I'm stopping there because she's in the next square.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm saying her name and...
Doing a little jabba-jabba.
Doing a little stabbing.
And then making...
I'm feeling a bit stabby. In
your hair? Stabbing, cabbing. Stabbing.
21.
Like moose?
Yep.
21 versus elk.
She goes down screaming.
Yeah.
Dead?
Transfixed by the spear of the Inquisitor and the Lance of Unmaking.
So she's not as resilient as her husband.
Mm-mm. Cool.
She hasn't been remade yet.
Viscera is down, by the way, guys, too.
Bimini.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. What's your health at, Scott?
I don't know. What am I? I just needed another third.
52.
I quit keeping track when I realized.
Cool.
It's all on the computer.
Healing infusion from a good friend, Viscera.
Yay.
Good.
That's plus 5. On your surge.
It's 25.
Okay.
What?
Because I have to do that on my turn.
At least you're not dying. You're just down.
How many you have?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was adding to... Right. Never mind. That's
25.
It's the new math. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
My Vigor of the Wolf
gained
an additional plus 2 when healed. Right. Does my regeneration count?
No. Okay.
Is my...
Depends on this whenever you spend a surge. Or somebody spends
a surge.
Is
my flail next to anything?
Your healing station.
Your healing station, you can whack it.
Is it next to any monster?
It could shift one as a minor and then hit a shadow.
That's okay.
So it'd take me 2 miners to do
it?
It
was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it goes like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Correctamundo.
It's my buzzsaw next to anything.
No. Next to Viscera. I'd rip her up.
Actually, it's next to this one.
Is it?
Isn't that the buzzsaw?
Yes, it is.
It's next to that shadow. Okay. It's next to 2 shadows.
Oh, well.
Who's my 2 shadows?
Pick one. Minor action, one of them, whichever the one... That's roll next it. To Viscera.
Uh-huh.
That's this up. One. Well, no, both of them are adjacent to Viscera.
No. No.
That one's right this one.
Oh, I thought it. Go ahead.
Hit it. Oh, that's
one.
That's the worst you can get.
It is the worst you can get.
Okay.
Why did I have to make that song on?
Because it's funny.
Okay, go ahead and move into the same thing as the standard so I can guard it.
Go ahead.
So that's move my miniature there.
That's my
and use that's my like action thingy,
Quaffer.
What big bad guys are left standing?
None. Just shadows right now.
Just shadows?
Right now. What was this right now thing?
We still haven't made sure that she's dead and he's dead. We have to dismember them.
I'm
as of right now, I have
3-4 shadows around me.
Well, my duty—I think my job is to keep Jack.
Okay, static shock on one of the shadows around.
Cut his heart out. Something.
Go ahead. I'll be able to help you in a minute. I'll be able to help you.
9. That's 18.
That song was from.
So it's dead.
Yep.
Okay, I killed one of them off.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
So as long as those, like, one of the last shadow creatures is alive, this is still an encounter?
Yes.
All right.
So my shadows will swarm after Vistra.
Save my surges.
Now they're just being mean.
Yep. Hit.
Now it's just hit. Petty. You should go off and live whatever little shadow life you got
missed.
Left.
So 26 damage to Vistra.
Get a
so
coke.
Now I'm at -1 again. Thank you.
Get a Sorry. Coke, have a smoke, live whatever little
Bam!
Shadow life you
Vistra
got
drops
left.
Down again.
I never got up.
Would right. they keep attacking her when they thought she was dead?
She got up. She got healed.
No, I didn't get up.
She got healed.
I healed her, but she didn't get up.
Well, she was healed.
They can sense
they're also stupid. They're shadows.
Vistra. Oh, you're dying. Right. Make a death save. You actually should have made two.
No.
So you saved.
I saved. This is the first time I've actually hit my turn.
Because I healed her before she had to do it before.
I 17.
Minor action.
Yeah, minor heal.
Second wind.
Oh, yeah. Second wind.
Yeah, that's good. Cool.
I can give you that back.
Plus, so that's how I have 20 health now.
Does that
Terrell.
Power of Mind, the second wind restoring thing, does that have a range?
Touch.
You need to put one of those cards for touch. You gotta think about it.
Okay, I'm gonna move up to the big boy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull out a dagger and start
filleting.
Start cutting.
Saying his name the whole time.
Saying his name, I want his heart.
Why do I have to get in the water?
Go ahead. Stack.
Why do I want to get in the water and be frozen?
Oh, so I get 7 more hit points back?
Yes.
You can eliminate a couple more shadows off of her.
Yeah.
She's got 2, I think, on her.
I have 1 question
about
3. I thought I killed one.
You did. I had 4. Now I have 3.
And 26.
Hit.
Take 2 more of them away.
Done.
Tabakhtu.
Okay, so. They're all dead. They're down.
They're dying.
He's filleting one of them. You're not filleting the other one.
Yeah, I'll start filleting the chick.